The Gemara said, "Cholam elamid is ben chaveri Torah, zoyche di yoyshe bi yeshiva shomayla. For cholam elamid is ben hamaoritz Torah. Afilu hakadosh baruch hu goyz gzeira mevata b'shvila." So if someone teaches stam ben chaveri Torah, not ben hamaoritz, what's the mida connected mida? Zoyche di yoyshe bi yeshiva shomayla. If somebody teaches a ben hamaoritz Torah, that's a whole different schar. Afilu hakadosh baruch hu goyz gzeira mevata b'shvila. So the Marsha says, what's the quid pro quo? So he says, if someone teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, so he took someone that wasn't in yeshiva, he brought him into yeshiva. So what's his reward going to be? Zaycha v'yoyshe, b'yeshiva, shomayla. Makes a lot of sense. If somebody teaches a Ben Am Oretz Torah, so that's already a whole different Indian. Because what's he doing? He's taking an Am Oretz who really was nigzer gzera, so to speak, just based on nature and based on the chukei ateva. He should be moiled in Am Oretz. And you now went and you were moitzi yoker mizoil. You took this zoil and you were able to be moitzi yoker. If somebody does that, so essentially what are you doing? You're being mevatel d'gzeira. You're changing the course of nature. If you change the course of nature, says the Marsha, you have the koich to do the same thing. It's mamish kefitiyah, dover niflo. You have the ability to do this. So I'll tell you a beautiful tzushtal that I saw in the Sefer Kosnesar. So the Kosnesar is a kadmoinish sefer. The mechaber was Remeir Eisenstein, the Ram Ash, the author of the Ponim Iris, not to be confused with the Ram Ash, who's the Imre Esh, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. So this is Ram Ash, the Ponim Iris, lived 100 years earlier. And one of the great, great Achrayim, very recently, his Svarim Alatei were reprinted. It's called Kosnesar, and this is in Parshas Dvarim. So, Hishtelsu, a Gemara, Mesechtes Moikoton, Dav Tezayin Amadeis. The Gemara says, Omer Rab Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Omer Rab Yoinesen. May Dechsev, Noom David Ben Yishai, Unu'um hagever, who kam o? Says the Gemara, everyone knows this Gemara, Unu'um David ben Yishai, shehekim ulo shal tshuva. That David ben Yishai, what does it mean he was who kam o? He was hekim ulo shal tshuva. David HaMelech showed the world that you could be nichshol in an avera and you could still be David Malka Mashiach. That's Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Says the Gemara weiter, next Gemara, Omar, two psukim later. It says, Elikei Yisrael, li diber tzu Yisrael, moishel ba'odim tzadik, moishel yiris elikim. That's a hard pasuk, right? The Gemara asks the kasha, my kama, what does this even mean? Omer Rabavos, Rabavos said, Hachi kama, Omer, David said, Elikei Yisrael li diber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. And this is what he said. Tzur Yisrael ani, Moshel ba'adam. I'm Tzur Yisrael. I'm the creator of the world. I'm Moshel ba'adam. Me Moshel be, but you want to know who's Moshel in me? Tzadik. Shani goizik zeira u'mevato. These are two psukim in succession. It's Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Gimel, respectively. Two Gemaras here, one after another. So you have one Gemara that says, Nu'um David ben Yishai Shehekim Ulushal Tshuva, a classic. And you have another one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Moshel Ba'odam, Aba Mi Moshel Bitzat, Shani Goy Zigzeru Umavato. Another classic Gemara. What's the smichus? Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. So said Rav Meir Eisenstein, he says, the smichus is the Gemara that we just learned. That the Gemara says, Kolam Alamed is Ben Amma Or it's Torah. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyzik Zeru. You have the ability to be Mevatalit. Not Kol HaMelam, but it's Ben Chaveri Torah. That's Oichav Yoshev Yeshiva Shalmaila. It's Kol HaMelamik Torah Tohu to a Ben Amaretz. And what's the Inyan? Because you took Zoylo. You took Yoker Mizoylo. And if you do that, you went Kineged the way it's supposed to be. So therefore, you have the ability to do that, like the Mashal says. So says the Ponim Iris, that you see from here this Inyan, that if somebody brings someone to Tshuva, where someone's on a certain track and you change his destiny, where someone looks like Zoylo and you're able to be Moitzi Yoker from Zoylo, what's the Koyach that you're going to have? Tzadik goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. He says, that's this Gemara. These two Gemaras are mamash the same. That Me'um David Ben Yishai Shehekim Ulushal Tshuva and Mi Moshel Bi Tzadik Shani goyz Zegzera Mevatel. It's mamash this Gemara. That HaKom Alamed is Ben Am Oretz Teira. What's the Midah Kineg and Midah? What's the Schus that he's going to get after HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyz Zegzera Mevatel B'Shviloi? If someone is Chayzer someone else B'Tshuva, you're going and doing something that's mamish, it seems, this person was on a certain track with a certain destiny, and you were able to be mahapach, that you get the koyach now, you all of a sudden are armed and dangerous. You can be mahapach things in the Bria. Because if you do it, that now gives you the schus to be able to do it again and again and again. the schus of a tzaddik goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, who's that person? Like, who has that koyach? It's kol ha'malamed es ben amar, it's teira. It's someone that's hekem ula shel tshuva. That's what gives the person the schus. When you do it, now you get the schus and the ability and the privilege and the credentials to be able to do it again and again and again.